This is Iram Saeed. Today is a slightly different call format, as you might have guessed. This call is by invitation only, so thank you for registering and coming to this live event. It is happening live, by the way, and it is to celebrate the launch of our 12th coaching program, the TEL Summit Superstar Coaching Program. You're going to learn about it. Some of you already know about it, and for some of you, it's the first time. It's going to be super exciting. I can't wait to tell you about it and the opportunity that is really unlike any other. If you are an energy healer and you are ready to bring your gift to the world and start healing the world and really start living your passion, start sharing your gifts that not only bring you joy and a sense of purpose, but also bring healing to the world. And in that process, how you can be moving into prosperity where you really don't have to worry about finances anymore. I have found this to be true for majority of light workers, if not all, that while they have this wonderful purpose and they know it, and it is to help others and share their gifts, somehow they get stuck in the scarcity game. Maybe that's the way to keep them stuck, and therefore if they're stuck in the scarcity game, they will not be able to really bring forth their gifts. I don't know if that's true for everybody. I know it's true for some. And my purpose and passion has been in helping those very people, the gifted healers, to get unstuck, at least as far as scarcity is concerned. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. The call format is different because my dear friend and colleague Dan Kuchel is with us today. He is going to be interviewing me. It's a different format because I'm usually the one asking the questions, but he recently has started working with me on some projects, and we decided we will do this together, and he's been really inspired by this project. So I think this will be a fun way of presenting this information to you guys. Let me tell you a little bit about Dan Kuchel. Since you guys are not in the internet marketing space, you may not have heard about him. He is really a rock star. If you are from that space, you probably already know about him. He has over 25 years of business experience. He started 11-plus companies. He has coached over 5,329 business owners from over 180 niche industries, 9 countries, and he has had clients and partners like these giants of the internet marketing space, Joe Polish, Dean Graziosi, The Genius Network, and more. He has bought and sold multiple companies. He is a regular media contributor, hosts his own radio show, and he's been a guest featured on multiple TV, radio, print, and online publications like ESPN, NBC, Speed, Thrive, The Huffington Post, and more. He was recently actually rated as one of the top 25 influencers by Influencive, and his podcast was recommended for Ultra Lean Business in Forbes. I am happy to tell you that Dan is also a husband, a dad, and a serial entrepreneur and angel investor. He is the co-founder and chairman of and CEO of Breakthrough 3X, and he is here with us today. Welcome, Dan. It's so awesome to have you here.
It is such a pleasure, Iram. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. I'm excited to be interviewed by you.
Yes, and I am inspired. You said the word inspired, and I, what I'd love to share as you're with us today is why, I'm inspired, and ideally maybe why you might be inspired, because if you're an energy worker or healer, if you're ready to really, get your gifts to become a star and leverage this platform that Iram is like one of the best, if not the best in the world at, in the telesummit world, and share your gifts with the world, then you're in the right place at the right time. I don't know if you're like me, but, Iram shared some nice things about building these different companies and such, but maybe like you, I don't know if you've ever been in a place where you had this gift you thought you had, but you struggled to get it out to people, or maybe you felt like you hit a wall. Like you were doing everything you possibly could in your healing business or trying to get clients or whatever, and still feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm struggling to make this impact, right? And so as we go through today's conversation with Nero, I want to challenge you to think about a couple things. Number one, I don't know if you're a huge Disney fan overall, but Walt Disney, I love his creativity and his entrepreneur mind. And, you know, some people say, you know, you've got to think outside the box. And Disney mm-hmm. looks at it differently. He says, what if there actually was no box?
Mm-hmm.
What would that mean for you, right? And then another great mm-hmm. quote from Picasso is, if you can imagine it, it's real. So why I'm
yeah.
excited, and I hope you're excited as you're listening today, is, you know, Irem is an incredible gift to the world. To say that I'm inspired by her work is complete understatement. The impact that she's made with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people just like you. The healers that she's transformed their business. I mean, I'm a big researcher, and I've read literally hundreds and hundreds of case studies of her being able to help healers just like you to transform their business. And we have so much. I mean, in my mind, what Irem has the ability to do is to liberate healers, to liberate energy workers, to help reduce suffering, to help you create freedom, right? As I heard in a recent segment, maybe you did too, she truly has this gift to help you create your kingdom or your queendom, right? So I'm inspired by all these incredible stories. So today, what you can expect in our session together is that you're going to, you know, understand why maybe it's not your fault. You're going to walk away knowing how to permanently have a consistent flow of customers eager to work with you so that you can have a predictable and stable business. No more blocks. No more struggles, how you can do it. How, if you dislike being salesy, how the hidden strategy that Irem has perfected and now many have copied and tried to knock off. But, you know, another Disney quote that I love is, you can steal the idea, you can never steal the magic. She has magic. And there's so much more, and we're going to dive into that. I'm going to walk through this interview, but why I'm inspired, I want you to imagine right now your ideal business as an energy worker, as a healer today. Your ideal business, and what does that look like to you? What does that look like to you? And what would that feel like for you overall, right? So ideally, you have that space in your heart. You have that space in your mind. And now I'm going to just guide Irem through just a few key things because I know she can help you with this business. So, Irem, I'd love to just dive into it. I mean, you have a huge passion and focus to help so many people. So I'd love for you to share, like, why are you doing what you're doing today?
Well, first of all, Dan, thank you so much for all those very, very kind words that you used. I'm humbled. I am honored. So thank you so much. And it's so interesting you use Picasso's quote that, what if there was no box? That's kind of how it started for me when you know, I was going through the worst period of my life. It was back in 2012. And many of my listeners know this, but it was a complete breakdown of everything. My marriage ended. My business of 15 years was over. I was facing bankruptcy, and which I did end up filing. So it was really anything and everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. And that's when I basically, somebody connected me to TeleSummits. I started listening. And I used to imagine, while listening to these TeleSummits, I actually used to imagine what it would be like if I could interview these amazing people that are helping so many people around the world. And then one day an opportunity arose when I got an email where someone was teaching a course how to do TeleSummits. And mind you, I had no background in tech. And still don't. I hate technology. I can't get it. I don't change phones when an updated version comes up because I hate updating and learning new technology. And TeleSummits are all about, you know, technology. Didn't even think about it. Jumped in. The course was going to take 6 months. I did it in 3 weeks, which is a record. And I launched my TeleSummit within 3 weeks, and I basically used my bottom dollar, everything I had, to purchase that course. There was absolutely no guarantee that it was going to work, and especially that it would work in 3 weeks. 3 weeks was important to me, Dan, because I really didn't have any funds available to feed my two daughters beyond 60 days. So it had to happen in 1 month and not only launch it, but start making money in that time frame. And it launched. It was shocking to everybody, including the person who sold me the course. And he told me, it's like, nobody's ever done it. I'm worried for you. You told me your situation. I don't feel right. And I said, please just give me full access and let me just dive in. And I can tell you, Dan, it was, I don't remember when I slept, when I ate. It was just 24 hours round the clock. I learned what I needed to learn. The right people, the right tools, everything was sent for me. And I was blessed to meet Nyla during that time, who took care of the technology part, and she's still with me. I have never let her go. And, you know, we launched the Tell Summit in 3 weeks, and it was a brand new business. And 18 months later, it hit seven figures, which was just, I still remember the day when that happened. I just fell down on my knees. I was so grateful. It was beyond any expectations. It was beyond my wildest dreams. And since then, From Heartache to Joy has been, you know, now it's become a market leader, of course. It is the most profitable Tell Summit. And I have been able to help so many people just like myself, just like the Iram who was broken and confused and was trying to find her way back in 2012, I've now been able to help so many people, you know, transform their lives. In the process, you know, not only has my life transformed financially, as I mentioned, but in every other respect, because I have become close friends with some of the world's top teachers in spirituality and consciousness who have helped me in my journey in various aspects. So I could not have asked for a more blessed, more amazing life. And it's still unfolding, right? It still becomes more exciting and it unfolds in just amazing ways. So you asked me what drives me, and this is what drives me. It's really moving more and more in alignment with who I truly am, saying yes to my passions, my deepest desires, knowing that the reason why I feel these passions is because my passions and the will of God, and I believe in God, so I use the word God, but for everybody else, if you believe, you know, if you want to say consciousness or source, it's the same thing. But for me, it's my passions and God's will for me are one and the same thing. You know, that's what our mutual friend Chris Atwood teaches. So that's what I have learned. And the more I say yes to my passions, the more I realize this is what my purpose is. These are all breadcrumbs that are like clues towards my purpose. And in the process, yes, I have not only been able to bring so much joy and healing to my listeners, whom I am just committed to serving, but also these amazing and gifted energy workers, which is what, you know, the Tell Summit Superstar Coaching Program is all about. So it's just been such a rewarding journey.
And I would say, and I mean, you have this gift to really connect with people, to help a light shine on them, and that you help them amplify, to grow, to multiply their unique gifts in the world, whatever that might be, and especially in this platform of healers, and especially of this platform of energy workers. And yeah, you know, I'm so energized by it. Like when Chris suggested we meet a few years ago, I was like, oh my gosh. And then when, as I continued to learn more and more about how you work with people, and I mean, it's amazing. So when you asked to do this, it was like an easy yes. So with that, now
thank you.
Come fast forward, right? And here we are today, and you have built a platform where you actually show healers and energy workers how to really transform what it is they do. And you have the Telesummit Superstar Coaching, or abbreviated as TSSC, right? So how did you get this idea, and what will it do for people?
Yeah, so that's a very, very interesting thing, Dan. you know, one of it was this journey unfolded in a very interesting way, because not only did it help me to see how to help other people bring out their gifts, it also really brought me to this full understanding of what one of my biggest gifts is. You know how we have this blind spot when something is our really natural gift, we usually think it's we don't pay attention to it because it comes so naturally and easily to us. So how I learned about it was when I started my telesummit, of course, I was excited to invite the healers that I had really benefited from by using their services, their tools, their sessions. And some of them were so gifted. They were my favorite healers. I had personally benefited. And I was disappointed to learn that when they would appear as guest speakers on my show, they did not have a good response. Like they would not, either they would not generate good revenues, or people just weren't able to bond with them or resonate with them. And that was very surprising for me because I knew how good they were. So it was a disappointment because I wanted them to be profitable. And I realized that, wow, they just did not know how to sell. They did not know how to market. They were, when it came to sales and marketing, they just needed a lot of help, which, by the way, I learned was true for almost 95% of healers. I learned that later on. But so I decided I really liked these people, and I said, I picked about four of them. And I said, okay, I want to create this beta program, and I just want to see if I can help you guys because I have a lot of marketing and sales background. I had been in financing, commercial financing for 15 years. I'd been in mortgages. So I knew a lot about small business lending and marketing. So I said, I would like to help repackage and present you in a different way and see if that makes an impact. So we redid their interviews. They came back, and lo and behold, each of them had like anywhere from 300% to 500% improvement in their results, and every single one of them did. So that was just a confirmation for me, like, wow, and then a light bulb went off, and I said, these people need me. They need my services. These are amazingly gifted people, and nobody knows about them. They are getting frustrated in their own lives because many, I think even listeners right now can relate to this, when how frustrating it is when you know you have this amazing gift, and whenever somebody comes in contact with you or they work with you, they get these amazing results. And then the frustration you feel because you just can't bring this information to enough people. You can't connect with enough people, or it is so tiring to convince people first to take that first step to work with you. But once they work with you, yes, then it's transformational. But that first step is so difficult and so frustrating that I realized a lot of the energy healers were in deep scarcity. They had to work in jobs they hated because they had to make ends meet. That was creating a vicious circle where they were not connecting with their gifts anymore. The frustration was causing them to really become disenchanted with their purpose. And it was just creating all kinds of physical and emotional dis-ease in their system. So I started with a few people in the beginning, and I said, okay, I want to create this program, and I will use my gift to promote you, to present you in a way that is really serving you. And in that process, Dan, I learned a lot of things. And one thing that became crystal clear to me, and you pointed it out to me a few days ago too, is that I have this knack. You can call it a natural gift or ability, that when I am in conversation with someone, I can just bring out, you know, what is their true gift. I thought everybody was able to do that. I thought if you have a gift, you know what it is. And I did not know that most people don't know what it is and how to actually even present it. How can other people relate to it? And that is my natural ability. I can focus on those one or two things that make you very unique. And then I was in this really amazing position where I knew what my listeners also wanted. So connecting the dots, making the connection, you know, from there onwards became really easy. It was almost a no-brainer. And that was, you know, a few years ago, and today we're launching the 14th course for TSSC. It has been just so rewarding. It has been an amazing one success story after another. I have had healers, Dan, I mean, the stories that still bring tears to my eyes, amazing, gifted healers, and some of them I can't use their names, of course, in respect of their privacy, but you would not believe how gifted this one lady was. Absolutely gifted. Like, as soon as she got on the phone with me, it was as if she had known me for years. She knew everything about me. And she started talking, and she started doing healing, amazing healing ability. And I was heartbroken to find out that she was actually living in her car. She was homeless. She was so stuck in the scarcity model. And people that know what I'm talking about will understand that somehow it's designed that way, so that you stay stuck in bills and finances and debt, and you're not able to focus on the healing and gifts that people need from you. So she was a prime example of that. It was heartbreaking. And I was about to start a new TSSC at that time. I said, okay, I would love to have you in my program. Of course, she had no money, and she was hesitant. And I said, don't worry, because this is my passion. You are the ideal candidate. And she got in on scholarship, and she launched, I think it was, she was on Fast Track, which is a program we have. She launched within like 6 weeks, Dan, maybe even sooner. And her very first call she generated close to six figures, and she has been living a very fulfilling life since then. It's been a few years. Her book of business is always full. She's always booked. And I keep hearing from people that work with her, and they tell me, thank you for connecting me with her, because she has changed my life. Her own life has changed, and she's changing lives. And I have, you know, I've seen so many success stories like that. You know, somebody, another person was about to go into bankruptcy when she connected with me. And again, we fast-tracked her, and we got her in front of our audience. People loved her. She paid off all the debts and did not have to go through bankruptcy. Another person was almost $200,000 in debt because of all the courses and the marketing she had bought. And so she thought this was going to be another one, you know, of such courses. She had just heard about all the success stories, though. So she just really wanted to get on the platform. And again, same thing. She paid off all her debts within 18 months and still continued to make good revenue. So it's just one story after another. And I do want to say that, you know, everybody's results are different. There have been many that have created six figures, multiple six figures. One of them, I think, is about to hit seven figures. But not everybody, of course, has the same results. So I do want to make sure that people understand that it's a co-creation. If you are willing to show up fully, then we're here. We have the tools, we have the means, we have the audience, we have everything ready. But, you know, the healer does have to be fully in their own strength as well.
So speaking of that, Iram, I mean, it's so powerful. I mean, literally in prep for this conversation, I have read, I believe, hundreds of these kind of testimonials you were just talking about. So I want to speak to the elephant in the room for a second, right? The little bit of, like, the skeptic mind, or maybe my contrarian thinking, like someone, and maybe there's a person or two with us today that might be feeling this way. Like, you know, what would you say, like, to that elephant in the room where someone might be scared? Oh, this sounds too good to be true. Or, like, what makes this so unique that you're having this kind of impact versus, you know, maybe even people have tried, like, other stuff before? Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah. And I love that, because I'm one of those people too, Dan. I have, you know, before coming into this space, I was from the lending industry, one of the most difficult industries to be in. So I know exactly what you're talking about. I have also bought many courses that didn't really take me anywhere. So what makes this unique? Couple of things. Number one, I am very, very aware of the energy exchange. So let me explain what that means. my job, my purpose is not to sell you something and be done with it. Since I understand how the energy exchange works, first of all, I need to totally and completely believe that when I'm going to offer you something in exchange for money, that the energy value for you is respecting that exchange. So in other words, it has to have value for you. So that's number one. For somebody who is in this space of spirituality is, I think, more aware of the integrity of the financial transaction than anybody else. That's key. The second thing is, I really, really, I'm honored to be able to serve my community, my listeners, my audience. I know how much pain they are in. I've been there myself, and I remember it. And I know when I used to be in that space how desperate I was to find answers. And when I trusted someone, a speaker, an advisor, or a TelSummit host, that was a big deal, that if I was trusting them to guide me and I was willing to spend my money, I expected them to honor my trust. And that feeling is still there with me, that I want to honor the trust that my audience is placing in me. The third thing is, the same trust goes with the healers. I know how hard it is for them financially most of the time. I know how they're hurting. So if they are going to trust me, and most of them, by the way, come from a place of, you know, asking their guides or going in and asking their intuition whether this is a yes or no. So when they get a yes and they want to go into this program, it's a huge compliment, and I take it so seriously that they are honoring me with this trust. I have to honor it. And therefore, one of the things I have done, Dan, from the very beginning, and I still maintain it, is I offer this guarantee, which I have not heard anybody else in the world offer, which is, you will work with me. Sometimes the program will take 3 months, sometimes it takes 6 months, it depends on the healer's availability. You work with me, you get the full benefit of the coaching, you get this, get a space, you get a speaking space, everything, you know, from the program that is promised, you receive all of that. And if you are not able to recoup your full investment through your commissions, I will refund the balance, or if it's the full amount, then the full amount is refunded. Why? Because if you took that step of trust in the beginning to place your trust in me and you took action, then, and you took a risk in a way, then I am also going to take, I should be an equal partner, right? If you're taking a risk, then I should be taking a risk as well. So this becomes from a very, you know, kind of transactional kind of an exchange that is happening everywhere in the industry to a really kind of collaborative model, which I want to say, because most of our listeners are fully aware of, you know, the divine feminine as it is now arising on the planet. We are moving more and more towards the divine feminine business model. And that's what this is. This is a model of trust. It's a model of co-creation, of collaboration. And get this, Dan, this is beautiful. It creates a win-win-win situation. I win because I am here, of course, I'm a business owner, and I want to create money, and I want to serve, when I serve my purpose in helping these healers and my audience, I am fulfilled. So, of course, it's a win for me. It's a win for the healer because they are now, you know, they don't have the financial worry anymore, so they're able to really go deeper into their own energy work and start serving from that place of, like, total joy, and which improves their gifts, by the way. And the third part, the beautiful part, is it's a win for the client. It's a win for my listeners because they get to be in a telesummit where I routinely hear this, that you bring the best healers, Iram. We can't find a group of healers that are as accomplished and gifted as these people. So it's really, it's been just a beautiful win-win-win for everybody. And that's the divine feminine model.
Oh, I love it. And you're right. I mean, having served thousands of business owners in the last almost three decades, not only in this space, but in other spaces, I have never seen a guarantee like this. And so, I mean, so it's incredible. You walk your talk, you lead by example, and so much more. And again, it's just it's inspiring. So here's a question. Let's say somebody is kind of new to this idea of telesummits, which you combine all the incredible tools and support and strategy with this platform called the Telesummit platform. So, and you've helped so many people leverage this platform. So why telesummits? What is a telesummit, and how can people take advantage of it?
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you for that question, Dan. And I do want to, I forgot to mention earlier in the call that after we do some Q&A with Dan, I will open up the call to take questions from you guys as well. So on the phone line or on the webcast, I will be answering every single question. So stay put, please. I won't get to that until maybe another 30 minutes. So yeah, so Dan, that is a great question. Why telesummits? First of all, for the listeners of telesummits, they know that, you know, telesummits are a huge platform. It's kind of like a radio show, if you will. We have audiences from around the world, but now here's the interesting thing. People that listen to energy healing telesummits don't need to be convinced that energy healing works. They already know it. They've been looking for it, and that's why they're delighted when they find my telesummit is, oh, my God, I love it. So I can hear all these cool things and all the cutting-edge modalities about energy healing, and I don't have to go look anywhere. So there's no convincing involved. What I've found with energy healers is that most of the times the most frustrating part for them is to talk to someone who's not yet that convinced about, you know, spiritual healing or energy healing, and first convince them that it works, you know, deal with skeptics. That's just very draining. They would rather work with people that already know it works and they are just seeking for these kinds of services. That's the number one benefit, I think, that telesummits hold for energy healers. They don't have to go looking. They just come to this huge group of people that love you, that respect you, that are ready for you. That's the biggest thing. They are ready for your gifts. So it becomes a very, very beautiful flow. So I would say that is the biggest thing. It's unlike radio shows. It's unlike other events where people are kind of sometimes just there to gather information. They're just there to kind of socialize, even if you go to these expos, spirituality expos and stuff. When people come to telesummits, Dan, these are typically people that, like when I mentioned about myself, these are people that are looking for answers. They are ready to take action. They want to change their life. They want some kind of transformation, and they will do what is necessary to get there. So it's a very, very different mindset, and it makes it powerful.
Yeah, and speaking of, you know, one of my early coaches named Gary Halbert, he says, you know, there's no correlation between being good and getting paid, right? And, it, you know, if you're somebody who's been on a telesummit before, right, or you've done interviews before. I mean, I'll speak in my early years. I remember getting on different platforms and doing interviews, and I would get crickets. I'd get no leads. I'd get no sales. I'd get nothing, right? And there's nothing worse than having, like, a great, what you feel is a great message to help people or a gift, and then getting crickets and no sales, and now you're struggling and all that sort of stuff. So you have a unique method with your interview method where you've taken people from other places where they've gone, and you've taking them through your process, your unique process in this interview method, and they've transformed, and they have a bigger impact. They actually make sales, they make money, and it's a prosperous model. So speak to that a little bit, that one piece of that unique method and how you do it.
Well, the interview process is one part of the coaching program that we teach. And you're right, Dan, it's mind-blowing to me how even very, very successful energy healers that have really huge followings will come to the telesummit and totally blow it because they don't understand it's a limited time. We have to be able to present people with an experience of what this person is like. You know, I think at the bottom, at the root of all this, I think, Dan, there's a very deep aversion that energy healers have towards selling. I think that's at the root of it. They really don't like to sell. and it has to do with, you know, so it's funny, during coaching, that's one of the first things I tell them is, you know, I'm going to do all of this, and all of these processes are tested, they are guaranteed, they work for others, they're going to work for you, but you have to do your part. You have to work on your own hang-ups around money and you know, whatever is going on. I'm not responsible for your energy healing. So they all laugh about it because, you know, of course, we're talking about some of the best energy healers in the world.
Right.
But it's true, though. It's true. And so I have a lot of really great processes in the program which take care of this problem. Like, they don't have to be salesy at all. They don't have – it really takes the whole sale thing out of the equation. So I think that really helps them, but it still takes my experience, which has been years now, right, and my team, where we can see the personality and say, okay, this person really has a huge problem talking about themselves. So let's just take it out of the equation completely so they don't talk about themselves. We can get, you know, we get other people to talk about them. For example, one of the things that is a requirement for me, because I do protect my audience, they are my, you know, number one priority is my audience. So we have a strict process of verification and vetting. So we want to make sure that the people that are coming through are vetted. So when I'm in that space, I'm usually very, very accurate when I say yes to someone. But then they do have to go through a process of giving sessions and allowing some of our selected audience members to receive services so that we can make sure that everything they've been saying about their ability is actually true. This all happens, Dan, before they are ever allowed to even, you know, we even mention their name to my community. All of the vetting takes place in the background. And that kind of really helps. Now we can take that whole thing out of the equation. They don't have to talk about themselves. We can mention the case studies and stuff that they have already gone through in order to get to that point. So that was one of the points you mentioned, Dan, but there's many. There are many things that take place when you need to, first of all, extract what is unique about this energy healer. And I firmly believe this, Dan, because I have talked and interviewed and trained hundreds of energy healers from around the world, maybe even thousands. And yet I get excited to meet new ones because every time I find that there's something unique about this next person. They have a gift that nobody else does, or maybe the way they do things, nobody else can do it, or maybe the speed with which they get results in a certain area, nobody else can get those. It is so exciting, and that's where my gift is. I can see it right away. What is unique about this person? Because otherwise, and I've seen this happen so many times, that healers will look at, okay, this person was talking about such and such, I can do this too, and then this person was talking about... So they try to mimic what everybody else is doing, thinking this must be the next great thing and I should do that. What they're forgetting is, no, it's whatever their unique ability is, that's the gift that people are waiting for and that's the gift that people are looking for. And I can see that. That's one of my unique gifts, is that I can immediately see it and then have them focus on just that. And it's magic. It's just beautiful when that begins to develop and express itself fully.
And it shows. And, you know, it's so funny you bring that. I was thinking as you were describing this process, my early years of business, struggling with this idea of selling and struggling with, you know, because I was a quiet, shy, introverted kind of person. And still in many ways I am more, you know, I'm not comfortable being at parties. I'm more like of myself. And what you have an ability to do is to take those gifts, amplify them, and it reminds me of a quote from Jay Abraham, which is, you know, when you have an incredible gift, you've got a moral obligation to get it into as many people's hands as possible, right? You have a moral obligation.
Yes.
And do whatever means necessary to be able to do that, not hype it, not be kind of salesy and sleazy or, you know, having to sell your soul kind of thing, but you have a moral obligation. And what you do is you coach people how to develop that really fine skill set in a really healthy way. And something you continuously have said in this interview is we put you on our platform. We put you on our platform. And I really want to focus in on that for a second, because that is such a gift. Literally, if you're a healer, if you're an energy worker, and this is something that resonates with you, imagine being able to be on a platform with a captive audience that you've been trained by Irem and her team to be able to communicate what your gifts are and make that available to potentially thousands and thousands and thousands of people, right? So, Irem, can you speak to that? Like, because that is another unique factor you have in your series and your program, is you put them on your platform, of course, if qualified and all those kind of things. But speak to that and maybe some of the features of the program itself.
Yeah, I would love to. And, you know, this is the very thing. First of all, we are at all times, we have our ears to the ground. You know, Gretchen is our social media coordinator. She always knows what's happening in the groups, what are the kind of conversations taking place. We do regular surveys asking our audience what they're looking for, how can we serve you better. So we are always aware of what it is that our audience is looking for. What are people really needing help with? So it's so interesting. I always see this happen, that whenever we are done with a survey or something and now we are opening up another TSSC, we will get healers that somehow match those needs. It's so cool to see that. So that's number one, to be able to really effectively tell you that, oh, yeah, so you have the ability, let's say, to you've got this unique energy process that kills all viruses and inflammation in the body. Well, yeah, we've recently been getting a lot of complaints about inflammation. Boom. So now we know this is what a package should be created around, because that's what our audience wants. That's huge, Dan, because you know, as you are from the, you know, marketing industry, people will spend millions, companies will spend millions on this kind of data. Like, what is our target audience looking for? Mm-hmm. We already have that information, and we can connect the dots in that and help people with that. Now, some of the features, I would love to be able to actually ask our audience to actually go with me on this page where they can read a lot of the fun case studies that we were talking about. And in these cases, you can actually see the names, the pictures. Some of these healers are going to be your favorite people that you have worked with. We try to update the page, but sometimes we forget. But a lot of the people that you love and you have listened to, you will be surprised to see that they are actually from this program. So if you go to Gretchen had created a link that was easy to announce. Do you have that in front of you by any chance, Dan?
I do. It's fhtj.com/apply.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you. So it's F as in Frank, H as in Henry, T as in Tom, J as in Jack, O as in Orange, Y as in Yellow, fhtjoy.com/apply, APPLY. So if you don't get it, I'll announce it one more time, fhtjoy.com/apply. So when you go to this page, you will see a lot of those case studies. And then if you scroll down, you can read these later. They're a lot of fun. If you scroll down, then you will see the benefits that I want to show you. These are some of the aspects of this program. So we, like I said, we help you to create packages that are relevant, that our audience wants, and that will help you to get out of that scarcity. It's so important. I really want everybody to understand that. I have seen transformation happen, not just in the healer's financial life, but really once they're not worried about money, their gifts, their energy healing abilities just blossom. It's as if it was just waiting for that. Also, there is a huge power in numbers. So when you are now exposed to thousands of people from around the world, the energy just changes, and now your gifts open up in a way that they have never opened up before. So that's number one, is is really connecting the dots as to which services should go into the packages. Then we help you with the interview skills. Extremely important. I can't tell you how many people have come to the show and just bombed because they did not know what to focus on. They're all over the place. We have a limited amount of time, and they just don't know how to deliver the interview. You do get a spot. If you're selected into TSSC, again, there's a vetting process involved, and then you get trained. You have a guaranteed spot that you will launch on this telesummit. It is the most profitable telesummit in the world, one of the largest in the world, and it is not easy, I can tell you right now. It's very difficult to get a spot on my show. Unless you're TSSC, then you are guaranteed to be on the show. And most of my TSSC students actually have repeat shows. They come back multiple times. But the guarantees for the first show. We have various events that we offer. You get to participate. We are excited about launching our new business, which is going to be announced in a few days, which is literally going to change the spirituality and energy healing world. I mean, it's going to be an awesome new feature also, and that's all of our TSSC students get to participate. We help with ongoing product creation support. So if you need help with with shows after the first one, we help with that. There's a lot of joint venture opportunities. We help you if you want to get on other summits because we really have a lot of respect in the community. Like what Dan said, a lot of people are actually just now modeling what we do. We have set the standard, industry standard in a lot of things. And they love receiving healers from our recommendation because they are so well trained. So they love having them on their show too. You have live coaching calls. You get to meet with me live every week, typically on Wednesday. So you get to ask me questions. There's a couple of components. So the first part is that you get to have a coaching call with me. It's a couple of hours where we dive deep into what you do and what kind of products would be good. Then you have the live coaching calls every week. You also get access to online coaching, which is pre-recorded, and you do it at your own pace. That takes about 6 to 7 weeks to complete. And you become a part of our TSSC online group, Facebook group, where you can get you can ask questions from other healers that were part of TSSC that have launched. You won't believe how active some of them still are in that group because they share information. They will, you know, if you have a question about, hey, I'm recording such and such and I don't know which mic to use or which background music to use, you can post a question there. They're very willing to support. You can swap sessions. You can do all kinds of things.
We've had a few people say, hey, I'm having trouble getting to the page. And so the page that you can go to right now where Irem is walking you through these things is at orderjoynow.com. That's O-R-D-E-R, joynow.com/apply. That's orderjoynow.com/apply. And you'll be able to see what Irem's sharing.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So I announced the wrong link. I apologize. It was orderjoynow.com, and I went with SHT. Sorry. I'll ask Gretchen to make that a URL also. So yeah, orderjoynow.com/apply. And hopefully that should take care of it.
Yeah, and so Irem, so what's amazing to me, you offer, you know, support, right? You through coaching, through, you know, high touch, high impact. It's almost like one-on-one type support in a group setting, which is always awesome because it's like you talked about, it's this collaborative, co-creative type environment. You offer the tools. So like, you know, if someone doesn't know what to do, you've got tools to basically give them the steps to, you know, I mean, things like pricing, right? Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing more frustrating. And, you know, there's a great quote from Gary Halbert, which says that there's no correlation between being good and getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw, essentially with your support, with the tools, with this platform of giving them exposure to an audience with what you do, mm-hmm. with all the training behind it, you essentially solve that problem, don't you?
Well, yes, and it's mostly results-based. You know, it's like if you cannot be comparing apples to oranges. And I think that was happening a lot. And people, healers were getting frustrated. They were getting really burnt out. And so our system is unique because it's based on results. It's if you are a healer that can get results, let's say 80% of the time, and you are competing with a healer who might be really great at marketing and stuff, but they only get results maybe 50% of the time. It's very frustrating where, you know, you are both being treated equally. I mean, as far as results are concerned and abilities are concerned, the person with the better results should be getting a better compensation. Again, that goes back to that respecting the energy exchange, because that is what our listeners are also expecting, that if they are coming to me and trusting me that, okay, this person is going to be, this person is being recommended by Aram, then the results that they are able to create should be based on that, right? So we can't really, we have to honor that trust. At the same time, we have to honor the healer and the energy exchange for their efforts. So yes, it's a very clean, very result-based kind of a model. And again, Dan, it's a win-win-win for everybody because, you know, that's just how it should be. So yeah, we have that as well.
And so if I'm a healer, I'm an energy worker, I'm like, this sounds awesome, right? Like, how long would it take me to start seeing some kind of momentum or results? I mean, I've seen, you know, examples of people for example, Dr. Karen, you know, because of Aaron and TSSC, I was able to earn well over 10 times my investment with a lineup of clients eager to work with me, right? Or Jenny says, like, I've made 8 times what I've made in 1.5 years of work, struggling. Aram taught me how to be a successful global telesummit speaker and introduced me to the world, literally. But what about that person who needs maybe to get something going in the short term? Can you speak to that a little bit about how long it takes?
Yeah, of course, because, I mean, the example I gave you earlier of the healer who was living out of her car, she needed stuff, like she needed things to change yesterday. So when the program starts, most people will take about 3 to 6 months. Now, some people can take longer because of their own situation, and they request that, you know, Aram, I need more time. Another factor that comes into play is that when we start launching people, we have specific dates, and once they start getting filled, there's nothing we can do about it. So if they're filled, they're filled. And then a person has to wait. But typically, it's between 3 to 6 months. Now, when someone needs to make things happen now, we have something called fast track, where I would fast track them, and not everybody, it's not something that you say, well, I want to fast track. Well, I have to know why and, you know, reasons, and then it has to be a decision, mutually agreed decision. But we have fast-tracked people because of different reasons, and they can launch in as little as, you know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Now, you know, it's not easy for me to fast-track all the time because I have, you know, it takes a lot of work. There's a lot of work that goes into a speaker's presentation. There's a lot of technical stuff involved, the creation of pages, all of that, which, by the way, I forgot to mention, when you're part of TSSC, pretty much almost all, if not all, of the technological aspects are handled by us. So this is a part that healers just love. They don't have to worry about creating the page, and they don't have to worry about creating the product links, and all of those things are done by us. There's very, very little that the healer is required to do from their side, like, you know, writing out the descriptions of what the products are, creating the MP3s themselves and all that stuff they do, but everything else is handled by us, and they have a lot of support.
Awesome.
So to fast track someone means I have to ask Nyla and her team to stop doing what they're doing on their schedule and do this kind of off schedule. But it's happened before, it's been very successful, and we are able to do that.
And with that, right, the idea that you can get started and You know, imagine what it would do for you if you had someone else to help you write the pages, write the copy, take the text side off the table for you, basically eliminate that potential roadblock or that wall for you. Like, I'm sitting here going, hey, Irem, can you help do that for me? Like, could you take all that tech work
if you're an energy healer, sure. If you're an energy healer and you can prove it, sure, Dan. Come on in.
Awesome, awesome. Now with that, you know, I imagine people are going, okay, well, this sounds awesome. Like, you have a process of guiding people, and you alluded to it just a little bit earlier, Irem, about, you know, a process of criteria. You know, this isn't for everybody, right? This isn't like the Good Ship Hope by any means, right? So you have to have certain talents and capabilities. And so you actually reject about half of the people that that apply to be a part of the program, right? So there is a criteria. So can you talk about that criteria and also why it's important to have a criteria of right fit people in the community, which you alluded to also earlier too, but can you speak to that?
Sure. Yeah. Well, first of all, in selecting a healer, we always have to keep in mind what my audience wants. You know, that's my first commitment, is to serve them. That is the healer bringing the gifts that my audience wants? Is the healer in the right integrity for my audience? Because there are so many, I hate to say it, but in this industry, in our spiritual industry, there's so many people out there that are just saying stuff that isn't true. It just isn't true. And whether it's about their services or about their teachings, it just isn't true. There's a lot of false information out there as well. And so we kind of have to make sure that the person coming through is of the highest integrity and of the highest truth. So that's one thing. The second thing is sometimes it's just not a good fit. It could be a very gifted person, but they're not a good fit for my audience. And so I don't feel right taking somebody's money, and telling them that yes, you will resonate really well and you will have a successful career on Telesummits. I just don't feel right about that. So I will let them know beforehand that you're not a good fit for this industry or for this coaching program. We are specifically looking for spiritual workers and energy healers, because that's what my audience wants. That's what From Heartache to Joy is all about. We have had people that are not necessarily energy healers. You know, Chris Atwood has been a speaker on the show. Janet has been. Other people that don't necessarily do energy healing have been on the show. Some of them have been very, very successful also. But that's a case-by-case kind of a scenario, and I make the decision on it myself. But if you're an energy healer, yes, that's a no-brainer right there. Then, yes, you are qualified. Another thing we look for is we are going to make sure that, you know, we're going to ask for testimonials. We're going to ask for case studies. Then you are going to go through a vetting process internally where my team will request services so that they can validate and verify, and then you will eventually do the same with some of our community members as well. And so it's a vetting process. And then another thing is, I have found, Dan, that I mean it's common sense also that we require people to have had at least 5 years experience as an energy healer. Not just like saying, well, I've been talking to dead people, or I know that I can connect with angels since I was a child and I give readings to my family members once in a while. That's not called having an energy business or a practice. And why I say that is I have seen this happen again and again, is when an energy worker starts working with people, with clients, that's when their gifts really begin to shine, because now they are dealing with their own stuff too. We all have it. So once they start doing that, that's when they really begin to become stronger in their ability, in their confidence. So that's why I require that you should have had an energy healing practice for at least 5 years. It doesn't need to be that that's your only source of income. That's hardly the case ever. So, but you should have had some semblance of an energy practice for 5 years. I have taken healers that had a practice less than 5 years. Like, one person had had it only 2 years, but she was amazing. Her ability was, the first time she gave me an energy transmission, I was just, my whole body was shaking. It was amazing. So when somebody is like that and they've just awoken to their gifts and they're fully in that power and they know it, yes, I will make an exception there as well. So in other words, if you are an energy healer or a spiritual worker, apply. The worst that will happen is we'll say, thank you so much for applying, but you're not a good fit at this time. But definitely apply.
So speaking of apply, what are the steps for someone to apply here?
Well, I believe we have a link on this page where at the very bottom, if you scroll to the very bottom, and I think Nyla is going to have the link at various places on the page as well. Yeah. Yeah, so you see here where it says click here and send your details, form opens in new window. So you see that it's been placed at different places right underneath the healer's pictures. You see a with the yellow highlight, it's above that too. It's in the yellow highlight on at different places. So you click that and it tells you to fill out the application below to get started. So it's a pretty easy form. It's going to help you to really sit with yourself, understand what it is you really want, and then send us that form. And then we will get in touch with you and we'll let you know.
That's awesome. So if you're excited to get your healing business to the next level, you want to take advantage of TeleSummits, you want to take advantage of all the incredible tools and training, resources, support, removing the obstacles and the blocks of a tech team, go to orderjoynow.com/apply, orderjoynow.com/apply. Hit the link to send your details, because here's the thing. We all know, and Yerim, you know this, and you teach this, right, in one way or another, which is solutions are great, but without action, nothing happens. And
yep.
You've got an incredible gift here. Now, somewhat, you addressed this early. I mean, you completely make this risk-free for somebody with your guarantee, which you addressed earlier. But if someone gets started, after they go through the application process, somebody might be wondering, like, is there a cost to this? Like, what's the cost to get started? Can you speak to that
yes.
a little bit?
Yes, absolutely. Again, it's about that energy exchange, which I really respect. It has, if somebody were to ask me, what are the keys to my financial success? This is one of them. The always understanding and never underestimating this law of energy exchange of values. I am offering a great service and it must be valued as well. And if I don't value it, it's the universe is not going to support me. So yes, there is a fee, which by the way, right now is $2,500 off. So if you are one of the early birds that we accept, then you will only be paying $5,000 at this time. And there's financing available as well, which I want to mention, that if you can't make the full payment, there's a down payment option and then there's financing option, and you can get in that way as well. The thing that I just lost the train of my thought, I'm sorry. I just saw the butterfly, which I just love. I just completely lost the train of my thought. That's so funny. So the early bird, I remember. What I wanted to mention was, Dan, that, you know, with the success, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're from the marketing space, you've worked with gurus. When a program has the kind of success rate that TSSC does, I mean, it is one case study after another. I think we have about a 99% success rate. It is really, truly that high. And having helped people create multiples of thousands of dollars, which we have proof of, right? Because we have all of their revenue numbers. I could have used that and charged $20,000, $30,000, maybe even $50,000 for this coaching program.
Yes.
And it would have been the right ticket. Yeah, easily. Because that's how the marketing world works. I have purposely kept it down. Because again, my purpose is in helping those gifted energy workers get access to this information so that they can start sharing their gifts with the world, number one. Number two, part of the purpose is also to bring these people to my audience. Now, if the ticket, if the initial ticket was so high that people would just be like, oh, there's just no way I can get in, then that would be defeating my purpose. And even though, yes, I would get healers that had the ability to pay me that kind of money, that's not why TSSC was created. TSSC was created to help gifted healers, you know, share their gifts with the world. So I've kept the price very low while still honoring the energy exchange, but at the same time, here is the beautiful thing, Dan, and this is what happens in the Divine Feminine business model. What ends up happening is that while the initial ticket is low, I have never just made revenue of $5,000 with these healers, because now when they launch collaboratively and jointly, we make much, much more together. So that's why I have I want the listeners or somebody who is considering joining TSSC to remember this, that I am investing in you as you invest in my program. It's as simple as that. I am making a future investment in you, and I'm going to help you, and I'm going to help you grow, because that is how my business model works. And it's been so rewarding and fulfilling.
And
did I answer your question?
I mean, and I'm blown away by the value you provide. And again, it's why I'm so inspired to collaborate with you and work with you the way we are today. And, you know, when I look at these testimonials, like, you know, Cindy here says, after joining TSSC, my business is off the ground. I came out of the closet as a healer, right? I'm making money. I believe more in myself. And then you go to an expert that many regard as an expert. I made my investment back and then some after my very first call with you, with Urim, right? Mm-hmm. You can easily make six figures from your services using this business model, and that's Tarek, right? And, you know, you have hundreds of examples like this, and you help people create powerful results in days, sometimes in weeks, sometimes mm-hmm. longer, of course, and it's not mm-hmm. a get-rich-quick type of thing. And so if you're inspired, maybe like I'm inspired, I want to encourage you and challenge you to go to orderjoynow.com/apply. Click that link, right? What's the worst that could happen if you fill out the application, you have the conversation with their team, et cetera? What's the worst that could happen? On the other side, what's the best that could happen for you? We open this with imagine. If you can imagine mm-hmm. it, you can make it real. Is there something inside of you where you feel that you're destined to do something bigger? And see, mm-hmm. instead of maybe looking at a cost, if that might be in your head right now, right? You know, my buddy Alex Mondozian says, you know, there's a ROI and a COI, right? And you and I are working together because I have this mindset around ROI and helping business owners create an ROI, return on investment, right? Or return mm-hmm. on interaction. Right, which is what you do so – I mean, you're just so darn natural and gifted at it and helping people.
Thank you.
Amplify that ROI just by getting their gifts and making that impact out in the world the way you do. And then there's the other side of it. It's the COI. And what is that? That's the cost of inaction, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, as you're listening or watching right now, I mean, there's nothing worse than being the world's best kept secret. Right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
There's
exactly.
nothing worse.
I so agree. I so agree. And it's, you know, I want to mention here one of the, one of our healers, he had been getting, he first heard about TSSC when I think it was the second TSSC or third that I had launched. And he said, I got this in my email and there were big yeses around it, like, you know, yeses from his guide team. And he said they prompted me. I was told basically to apply right away. So I talked to him, and something was going on in his personal life, and he didn't join that particular session. And I said, well, I love your energy. I would love to have you, and let me know when you're ready. And so one thing led to another. Then he got busy with something else. Then he got bought some marketing plan. Then he did some. 2 years later, he reached out, and he said, do you remember me? I said, yes, I do. I loved your energy. And he said, I can't tell you how I'm regretting. I did not join at that time. I joined these other programs. I've wasted a lot of money. And then lately, for the last 3 months, my clients, my coworkers, your name just keeps coming up. They keep telling me, you need to go to FHTJ or you need to join this program. Can I please join now? And he joined. And of course, he became this huge success. And he told me, he's like, that's one of my biggest regrets is why did I waste those 2 years? It's not just the amount of money that I made after launching. It's really the amount of people that I'm able to reach after having launched on your telesummit. I just want to kick myself. Why did I take so long? So, yes, while everything does happen in divine timing, we do have our ego that is going to try to sabotage when something big is going to happen. I've seen it so many times, Dan, where we wish for something, you know, we wish and pray, we visualize, and then suddenly it shows up and we freeze and we freak out. So that is something I really encourage anybody that is thinking about applying not to do. I can't tell you how many times I've heard this regret in people's voice that I wish I had applied at that time. I'm looking at a question from the webcast right now about what is the latest we can apply for the session. So let me explain how the process works, okay? You will apply. Your application will be reviewed by my team. They are very well trained. They know what I'm looking for. And that's the first part of the process. If you are not accepted, you will be notified. And then after that, Gretchen is going to review the application as well and discuss it with me. And if we together we see, yeah, we're getting a yes for this one, you will be invited to talk to me. That's about a 45 minutes to an hour talk where I talk to you. And I am in my space at that time, so I really get a hit of a yes or a no at that time. And I have enough experience to know whether you're going to work out for the summit or not. And if you are accepted, then you are offered an invitation to join the program. And if you join the program and everything goes well, then yes, you get the first session with me. So this is not an invitation to buy a session with me so I can create your package. That doesn't happen unless you are accepted into the coaching program. And this question was, how latest should you wait? You should not wait. I mean, the application is not going to cost you anything. So you should not wait to apply. You should apply now. And by the way, we have a very limited number of seats every time because this is a very customized program. And it's very in-depth, and we do a lot of work with each and every healer. So every time we close it out at 12 speakers. We take only 12 new members every time. I think I only took like 13, making an exception one time, because it takes a lot of work from me and my team. So we only take 12, and then you have to wait a few months. We open up TSSC a couple of times a year. This is the last time for this year that we're opening it up. So make sure you apply now.
Yes, and I'll even pose it another way to that person who asked it, because it's probably something that someone else is thinking about too, is, you know, should I wait? Rather, how much longer do you think you should wait to be able to have as big an impact as you deserve, to be able to get your gifts into the world? I mean, if you want to delay that, well, then don't do it now. But if you are excited and you can see the value of this and you can see the opportunity with the support, the tools, the training, the ability to get learn how to master the interview process to enroll and engage people in what it is that you have to offer. A guaranteed spot in front of thousands and thousands of people as an audience through this platform. The ability to have other JV joint venture opportunities where you can potentially go in other places, right? The ability to have the wisdom of Irem and her team to help you with your product support and a whole lot more that I encourage you to take advantage of it now and go over to orderjoynow.com/apply. Click the link to send in your details. Start the process. Again, what's the worst that could happen? That's one side. What's the best that can happen? Because you're listening or watching today for a reason, right? Right? Something maybe just isn't clicking, or maybe you're hitting those roadblocks or hitting up a little bit of a wall. Well, what if just by simply working with Irem and her team. She could help you transform like she has so many hundreds of others, right? I mean, you know where you are right now, right, as you're listening. You know where you want to go. Ideally, you even got that good picture in your mind to start our session today. The only thing left really in your heart is how are you going to get there? And Irem has created a vehicle to show you and give you a place of how to get there. So I encourage you, grab it now and don't wait, unless you just really don't want to, you know, tie into your bigger future.
Yeah, well, thank you, Dan. Yeah, thank you for spelling it out so clearly. I love that. I want to address a question here that, what if we could, why not just get on to a telesummit and some other telesummit by applying to different summits? So that's a great question, and what I want to say here is, first of all, when it's an established summit like From Heartache to Joy, there's, you know, I don't even see those emails. We have a team in place that basically manages bookings and speakers and all that. It is very difficult to get your name in front of a telesummit producer who will even look at your application, because we already know, you know, typically telesummits already know the speakers that need to be coming on their show, and usually they require a very big list because a telesummit has a huge audience. They're not going to bring on a newbie speaker. They want to bring on speakers that are already established, that also have a huge audience of their own, and they have a large list. Last I checked, they were asking between 8 to 10,000 on their email list from speakers, that you should have at least 8 to 10,000 people on your email list. And then, yes, because it's, you know, they split commissions and stuff, so they also want to split audience. They want to get more people on their show as well. We have a huge engine that basically works on getting traffic from the internet. So we're not relying on that kind of a model. But that's pretty much true for all other telesummits in the industry. So that's number one. It's very, very difficult to get on a good telesummit. The second thing is, like I said, most people don't know how to create their packages properly, and they don't know how to create the packages professionally. The quality is not there. They don't know how to write the descriptions, which is called the sales copy. They don't know a lot of that stuff, and they make major mistakes. And not only do they end up failing in sales, the telesummits don't like working with people that are that new, because, you know, the technology is just too frustrating. You know, you're not getting the links on time. The customers are getting upset. This person just doesn't know. There's so much to know and be experienced with that telesummits just don't want to deal with it. So it's very difficult, if not impossible, to get on a good summit and create good results unless you are trained. And then what happens is telesummits are not going to give you a second chance. They will not work with someone that they've had a bad experience with, whether it's because of lack of sales or simply you know, lack of knowledge. They won't give them a second chance. There's just way too many opportunities out there, so they don't need to be investing their time and money into someone that has already disappointed them. So it's critical, very important, to really present. If you're going to be presenting your gifts to the world, you owe it to yourself to do it properly, to do it in a way that guarantees your success. You know, so just wanted to address that question.
And Irem, with that, you know, something that pops in my mind, right, is, you know, with the platform that you've created, I mean, this is highly personalized, right? You know, as we go along in today's thing, and you talked about the divine feminine model, right? The other thing is, it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of model that you've built. And it's also not where you bring hundreds of people in at a time into, like, this overwhelming group. I mean, it's a handful of people, 12, 13 or so people, that you and your team are really investing in a like a side-by-side, co-created, co-collaborated environment to create that win-win-win. Can you speak a little bit more about that support? Because I think that's been understated, not only here, but like just looking at all the great success you've had, I have no doubt in my mind a big part of that. I mean, you've had people, like, for example, as I was doing the planning, I mean, you've had people that have taken what you did. You gave them their start when they had no list. They had no real product. They didn't know how to price, right? Those type of simple things that we see on the outside. Oh, they're amazing. And then they got on your platform. You helped them build an audience, to build their list, to be able to go to other platforms. And ultimately, now many of them have become like celebrities. I mean, they've been featured in major publications and news shows and TV mm-hmm. and radio and O Magazine and all these amazing things, right? So speak to the personalized support that you provide with your team, right? It's not like one-on-one, so to speak. It's one-on-one in a group setting. So it's that group support, but it's a small, intimate type of setting to help that group of people get those breakthroughs. So speak to that.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it's not just actually group. There is one-on-one also. And I think, you know, knowing your gifts is so important. And that's where, you know, I told you about that earlier, that I know my gift. And it's really, truly in helping that person who might be in a space where they have kind of launched their gift, or maybe they haven't. So it's that either the very beginner stage or kind of I'm at the mid-level stage, but they haven't really become big on a global level yet. So that's my gift. It's that hand-holding, that reassurance, letting them remember that they're in a safe space, giving them all the tools that they might be lacking right now, which are affecting their confidence. All of those things, I think, are the key components of what is happening energetically below the surface, you know. Everything else we do, of course, we provide them with the knowledge. And many of them understand, because of TSSD, they begin to really understand the grasp and the importance of having an online presence. Because if you're not online, very soon you're just going to be completely out of business. Having a strong online presence is extremely important now. So really helping them get that knowledge, that you have those tools, because From Heartache to Joy is of course, as you know, Dan, we have very advanced marketing tools and techniques that we're constantly employing. So they get to benefit from that a lot. They get to see that. They get to learn from that. I know that even that, if I wanted to charge them a separate coaching for learning all the social media and online marketing, we could do that, and that would be a very profitable course as well. But that just comes complimentary. There's so many things that when they are part of TSSC coaching that happen complimentary. I really believe in over-delivering, Dan. So I have not even mentioned half of the things that people are able to benefit from when they are part of TSSC, literally not even half. And they're welcome to reach out. They can see the names of the TSSD healers. You can reach out, talk to them, ask them that, hey, I'm thinking about this. We are so confident that they are all just going to be raving about the program because we really, truly over-deliver. There's just tons more support that happens when you become a part of the family, basically. TSSC speakers are like family. So whatever we do, any business opportunity, any joint opportunity, they get preference in everything. They are just that good, you know. So, and then they become so well-trained by being a part of our group. They know how to treat our customers, our audience, with the highest of integrity. So it's a beautiful synergy for all of us. We're getting some questions on the webcast, Dan, which I want to address.
I think we should address those. And while you're maybe gathering those, I encourage you, if you're inspired like I'm inspired, you know, go check out and walk through the process at orderjoynow.com/apply. I mean, you know, the tools, the support, the interview process, a guaranteed spot on the audience. I mean, again, take the first step. Fill out your application, go to that page, hit the link that says click to submit your details. I believe in my heart of hearts, you're an incredible gift to the world. You're an incredible gift to this community of healers. And, I mean, it'd be crazy not to do this. Like, it just would. So take the next step.
Thank you.
And
absolutely.
You're welcome.
And if you are feeling that this would be a great fit for you and maybe a couple of other friends, please encourage them to apply as well. especially if you feel that maybe this is not the time for you, but you know that it could be the time for a couple of your friends, please do that. That has also happened a few times, especially when friends get selected together in TSSC. They just really enjoy the whole coaching process even more, and they're able to support each other through the course. So, Dan, I also want to be respectful of your time. I know you were a bit limited on your time. So as I take questions, you are welcome to stay with us, or if you would like to take leave, that's also fine. Your choice.
Sounds good. I'll hang out with you. I love this. I love your
okay,
vibe
cool.
and your
thank
your
you.
Trust.
Yeah, I love
You're
having
welcome.
You hang out with us. That's awesome. Thank you. So, all right. So I want to address Anita's question. Great question, Anita. She said, I have an energy healing, soul reading, and property clearing business a few years ago with clients worldwide. I haven't done it recently. I've been doing a family business. However, I would love to share my gifts with the world. Is it okay if there was a gap in my healing business? Yes, absolutely, Anita, and thank you for asking that question. I am not really interested in you know, your most recent energy business. I just want to make sure that you have worked with people and you have practice and experience. So, yes, I would love to hear from you, and if you want to go ahead and apply, I can't wait to read your application. Robin said, I do love this because I come from a sales and marketing background. I worked with the United States Mint, where there is always a fine line between developing and building a strong and trusting relationship but establishing the boundaries around cost. Yes, I love that. Thank you for mentioning that, Robin. It is so important. It's one of the things that I teach my students also in TSSC, how important it is to really have boundaries around cost. Not constantly trading time for dollars. That's not the model I encourage. So, yes, absolutely. I also want to mention that I will take callers on the phone line now. So please press star 2. I see two hands raised right now. So if you press star 2, I will start taking callers on the phone line in just a couple of minutes. Laura said, do you only have people on your show that are trained by your company to do the telesummits? No, we have other people as well. And like I said, the other healers come typically highly recommended, and there's a vetting process for them as well. It's I will say that it is more difficult to be on my summit if you're not TSSC. You will go through a vetting process there as well. Gail said, Iram, I'm not ready for this right now. You are awesome, and I know once I am ready, you will be there. Yes, I hope so too, Gail. Pam said, it sounds like I need your help, Iram. Well, I would be happy to help you. Can't wait. I hope you already applied. And Laura said, thank you for the encouragement and presentation. So many interesting and knowledgeable individuals. Awesome. Will there be a replay? Yes. So the other questions are about a replay. Yes, there will be a replay with the link posted so that you can just click on that. Will I get a confirmation that my application submission was received? You know, I don't know how Gretchen set that up, but that's a great question. I'm going to email her this request and so that she can reach out to you. If you did not get a confirmation, Dan, are you aware? I think there should have been a confirmation email that the application
is
received.
Yes, there's an application email tied to it once they submit. That, you know, sometimes the mechanism can take a couple hours to post. You know, but usually within 10 to 15 minutes they should see it.
Okay, cool. So I already sent it to Gretchen, and she will reach out if you haven't already gotten the confirmation. There was a mention of the cost. Christina said there's no mention of the cost. Is that given only when you apply it? No, I did mention it, that at the moment you are able to save $2,500. The usual cost is $7,500, but right now you can save $25,000 and the cost is $5,000, and there is a payment plan available if you can't make the full $5,000. Okay, so this one is a longer question, so let me read this. Okay. Oh, wow. Thank you, Robin. She basically said you have set the standard, Iram. You know, I have heard this so many times, Robin, and when I was launching TSSC, I remember saying this to Nyla, that watch, Nyla, we will set the standard in the Telesummit industry, and that's exactly what has happened. What you see in pretty much all the major Telesummits right now as they package, and especially the sessions, that is because of TSSC. Because when I started TSSC, that was the number one thing I started telling my healers was, when I remember being a client when I used to listen, that the number one thing I wanted to do with the healer was to get a session with them. And that really wasn't offered in those days. It was very, very rare. And now everybody has that. And we actually teach our healers how not to just be dependent on sessions, because that can become very tiring, and it burns them out. So that's also taught in the business as they learn the coaching, how to create a business model where it works for them, where they're making money even while they're sleeping. So that's all offered in the coaching. Okay, so I'm going to unmute the first person. I think you've had your hand up for a very long time. Thank you for your patience. 805 area code.
Hi, Erin.
Hi, who's this?
Good morning. This is Ruth Jean. Can you hear me?
Hi, Ruth Jean. Yes, I can. How are you?
I'm very fine, thank you. To be honest with you, I've been attempting twice or three times to apply the newer program. And the last time, I could not get into the application, and that was like a couple months ago. But anyway, to cut short, I am a CPA by background, and I'm a serial entrepreneur. But 11 years ago, I lost my husband, and so as my life. And you know, I always listen to your program, and I bought a lot
too.
Thank
you.
You know, and I was fortunate this week that I was called twice.
I know, and here you are again.
They helped me a lot. I mean, you know, I appreciate all those gifts that, you know, that is the amazing part of your program, really the amazing part, because I listen to other Telesummits, and you were the first, you are the trailblazer as far as the gifts is concerned, you know, because you were the first one that offered that with gifts coming from the featured healer.
Yes.
I'm as broke as I can be right now, but my spirit is not broken.
Beautiful.
I'm just about to cry listening to your stories. And everybody has a story.
Of course.
But through the healing session, you know, all those 2 years that I've been listening to your program have helped me a lot.
Do you do energy healing work, Ruth Jean?
I use it to my family and my business, and it really boomed. But I was, like you said, there's a blind spot in every gift we have, and I didn't realize that, and I don't know what gift I have. But I've been practicing my feng shui and helping my friends since 1999. Later part of 1999. And so I have a very extensive knowledge with feng shui along with Pa Chi. And this Pa Chi is equivalent to astrology. But it is a Chinese version. And the feng shui that I practice is not only, you know, they have a lot of ideas about feng shui, but mine is a spiritual feng shui. And,
so I would encourage
you. I offer
you
it for free.
Oh, yeah, that's the first thing you need to change. So here's my advice to you, Ruth Jean, because it seems that you are, you do have a gift, you have a beautiful heart. my advice to you is to start really saying yes to your spiritual gifts. You are going to have a hard time because I know the CPA mindset. My dearest friend is a CPA. But we have had people that are engineers, that are doctors, that are actually very strong energy healers, and they have walked away from their previous occupation and become a full-time energy healer. So the first thing you want to do is make a solid intention that you want, if that is what you want, that, you know, make that intention that I want to be an energy healer, I want to be recognized as one, and I want to share these gifts with the world. The second thing is start charging for your services. You are doing such, I can't even begin to tell you, that is one of the biggest energy blocks right now for you is doing it for free. Start charging a reasonable amount for your services. The right clients, the right customers will show up. You don't even have to go look for them. As long as you are very clear about your intention and then you set a price for your services, they will show up. And I think you give that a year or two, and I would love to hear from you eventually. Right now, I think it's going to be not a right fit for you to be in the program, my dear, but you definitely, I think, can get on this path by these two steps that I've told you. Start charging for
yourself. Thank you so much for your advice,
Erin.
You're
very welcome.
And you wouldn't believe. This morning when I started listening to your, just when I started listening to you, to this meeting, I said yes today. Really,
oh,
I said
good.
Yes.
I'm so glad. Wonderful.
So I'm
glad
that you are and ahead.
Best
and that.
Of luck.
Thank you. Thank
yeah,
you for your time.
Best of luck. You're very welcome. Lots
oh,
of luck.
Oh, I will.
Bye. All right, number two. The second person in line is 917 area code.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Oh, great. Hi, this is Candace.
Hi, you said Candace?
Candace, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Hi, Candace.
Okay, great. Okay, so where I'm at this moment is I'm wishing you had a training wheel course. I'm knowing that this is right for me, and I'm also knowing that maybe in a year. And so and like, there's a way, and at the same time, there's a way it could be now. So
so what makes you think maybe in a year? What is the dialogue in your head that makes you think that?
The first thing is that I just I have a plan to go spend time with my friend on her farm, and what I see that is like a deepening of my gifts of connecting with nature. And I just don't know if I like how much space I'm gonna have to commit to my way in which it can all happen, and then there's a way in which maybe I'm not sure it needs to happen one and then into the other. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for bringing that up, because I forgot to mention that, yes, you, if finances were the only thing that were going through your head saying, no, I don't know, I think I need to wait, then I would address it. But if it's something else where you're not feeling 100% ready because of something else, like what you were saying, you're going to be developing your gifts more, then pay attention to that, please. I would encourage you to listen to that voice, because something in you is not ready, and not having enough time is one of those things. Because when you join TSSC, that's one of the things I ask everybody is, please be ready for your life to be changed. It does change your life. The program requires concentration. It requires you to be, you know, working with us, especially if you're on a three-month track. It's going to take work from you. People that are on a six-month and longer can take a little bit longer, but it does require work. And once you launch, your life changes overnight. You know, for the next few months, you are so busy. And that's music to some people's ears, because they have been dreaming about having that many clients that they are fully booked months out. And for some people, they're just not prepared, you know. So it is life-changing. So if something inside of you is saying, not yet, sit with that. And I would encourage you to just sit with this for a couple of days. See if that changes.
Yeah.
And if not, then, yeah, I would love to hear from you maybe in the next coaching program. And in the meanwhile, if you have friends that you can recommend, please send them our way.
Okay, great. Can I ask you one more question then? About
sure,
that?
Yeah.
Is this,
yeah.
What would you recommend in terms of, like, it feels right to me to wait till the next one. At the same time, now this is starting to, like, the heater's kind of turned on a little bit. So what would you recommend in terms of preparing myself for that next level? I don't know if there's even an answer for that, but.
Yeah, and that's interesting because as far as the next level is concerned, the people that usually come into TSSC, you know, that's one of the questions we ask you is, how ready are you on a scale of 1 to 10? And one of the ways we don't accept an application is if it's less than a 7. Because if it's, you know, people that apply should be, in their minds, be ready to be part of the coaching program. The only questions they have is am I going to be accepted into the program or not? Or, you know, something like that. But the next level that you're talking about, I have seen that happen once people are in the coaching program. Because your own stuff is going to come up, my dear, as you face the next level, and this could, by the way, this could be part of that stuff. This conversation you're having with me could be part of that. Because whenever we are faced with getting to the next level, stuff is going to come up. Simple as that. Doubts, questions, oh, maybe not right now. Oh, maybe. It happens. That's why I'm saying sit with this. You should know how to deal with this yourself. If you're an energy healer, you know this. You've helped people through this. Sit with it and see if your answer changes. But really be very honest with that internal dialogue. You know, if it's a yes, only then say yes.
Great. Well, thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Thank you for your question. It was really good. I was expecting a lot more questions. It seems like we did a really good job, Dan, addressing all the questions up front. There are, I don't see any more questions. No hands raised. Do you work with people? Yeah, one. I see this question. It's a good one from Flora. She said, do you work with people who don't have their own unique process? Great question, Flora. Thank you for asking that. And the answer is yes. I can't tell you how many times I've worked with healers that thought they were not good enough because they had gotten certifications in a bunch of modalities, and they thought they needed to have their own unique process. And here's what I can tell you. I won't name this person, but she was one of the most gifted people that came through TSSC, and all she had was this really well-known certification with this modality that is almost globally recognized. And she wanted to use that. She was not charging enough for her sessions. She was just really underestimating herself in so many ways. I got into a session and I'm like, wow, you are one of the most gifted people I have worked with. And I know that because I've worked with so many people. I get so many sessions, I can't even tell you. So I knew it immediately, and I encouraged her to not use. Actually, that's part of the training. You don't use any of the certifications you've had to present yourself. And here's why. I have yet to see a person who went through a certification program and then does the process exactly as they were trained. Everybody brings their own energy piece into the puzzle. And before you know it, especially if they've had other certifications, they're mixing it in a way that is unique to them. And then that is actually their own unique process. They just don't even know it. And that's what this lady was doing. She was so incredibly gifted, and she was just not giving herself credit because she thought she needed that certification to hide behind. so that people would give her validation for her work. And I said, no, honey, I'm going to take this away from you. You can't use this crutch anymore. You have to learn to stand on your own 2 feet. It was a beautiful process where I supported her because she was just not sure of herself. She launched, and the rest is history. She's one of the most popular names on every telesummit now. It's been years. She's amazing, and her own modality is now, she's giving certifications for her own modality now. She's coaching people how to do what she does. How cool is that? So please, yeah, let that hold you back, that, oh, I just have certifications in other people's modalities. No, you are amazingly gifted in what you do. That's why people like the results. So don't underestimate yourself, please. Robin wrote back. She said, Erin, you're truly amazing. You are the change maker and the way sure of women today. Much love. Oh, thank you so much, Robin. Thank you so much. And I received that with gratitude. Thank you so much. All righty. Yeah, looks like, let me see if anybody else raised their hand. Nope. We are good. Wow. We are actually done.
That is amazing. And I'd like to just share one last thought on your behalf, which is,
yes,
you know, as you're listening right now, right, like, where do you think you'd be today if you would have had a chance over the last 3, 4, 5 years to work with Erin and this program? And what would it have done for your healing business and your ability to have an impact, to be able to get your gifts more out into the world? Where would you be today, right? Now, where do you think you'll be in another year or 2 years or 3 years by taking advantage of it right now? Because here's the reality, right? You can't do anything about the last year, 2 years, 3 years, right? Can only do something about today. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And my hope for you is you're listening to Erin just pour her heart out and helping you get your gifts out to the world to have a bigger impact. Right. Is where you'll be today is so exciting. The ability to have that impact, you know, have an audience, to build great products, to be able to really get the business side of it down. I mean, it's such an incredible gift. And I just challenge you, just knowing the struggles I've been through. You know, having 11 plus companies, a few of them failed, right? You know, like some of you, I've been through bankruptcy. I've had hard times, and it's a gift to have this kind of platform. So I encourage you, you know, look where you're going to be in 5 years, where you can go, what it could mean for you. And then, you know, is now your time? That's the key question. Is now your time? And if it is,
beautiful.
Just simply take the step to go through the process, fill out the application. And, Erin, it's been an absolute honor and a privilege to share this with you today. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Dan. I appreciate you, too. And I just want to add, as what you said earlier was so beautiful, that, yes, if they had the opportunity to work with me 3, 4 years ago, where would they be? And you pointed out some very important things. And I have to tell you, Dan, after having worked with healers that are now very, very successful, and yes, they have, they're just so grateful of not having to worry about the financial aspect of things. Yet the one thing they keep talking about, which just touches my heart so deeply as well, is the number of people that they are able to help now. They are in this place of joy, because you only know that when you're there, when you are on your purpose and you're fulfilling your purpose, which is to share your gift, it just energizes and brings a joy that nothing else can. So they routinely mention to me that the fact that they're able to help so many people, you know, cancers have been reversed, marriages have been saved, relationship issues have been solved, deep, deep lifelong trauma of abuse, sexual abuse, and those kinds of things have been solved, financial issues that were solved. All kinds of examples, you know, that these amazing gifted healers are able to help people with, that is the number one thing they keep talking about, that the sheer volume and the sheer number of people that they are able to reach. Because sometimes they'll just give a gift to me and say, can you please share this with your amazing community? And we share it, and people, you know, comments start pouring in how helpful it was. And the more these healers give, you know, they know that their healing abilities get just transformed more and more, because the more people they impact, the more their own energy gets recharged. So that's the number one thing they keep talking about, is the joy of knowing that they are doing exactly what they were meant to do is so important. It's so huge for them. So that's the part that I want our listeners to connect with too, and like Candace and everybody else that you might be dealing with, if it is an ego-based doubt, or if it's that doubt that's, you know, triggering you because you're about to step into the next level, please don't let that hold you back. However, use your discernment to know if it is actually a not yet, truly a not yet, then pay attention to that as well. I am going to go ahead and ask Gretchen to open a thread where I know that a lot of people are going to be listening to the replay. So if you have a question, you can post your question there. And also, I'm going to ask you to ask her to put a link on the page giving out our email address. So if you have questions, you can send it to our customer support, and they will either address that or they will forward it to me. All right. Thank you so much, Dan. It's been such an honor. Thank you for your help in describing this beautiful offer today and talking about this opportunity. And I want to thank our listeners, for everybody that joined us today. Please remember, please share it with people that you think would be a good fit. Help us in finding people whose gifts are ready to be received by the world. It would be awesome. I would be very grateful. So thank you so much, and lots of love to everybody. Bye-bye.